This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Talk about whatever is on your mind. That toll-free number is 855-450-3733. And with you tonight, it's Aria.
It's Ian.
And Conan.
And throughout the last several weeks, Americans have been complaining ruthlessly about the police forces within the United States. Many Americans have. Of course, you have, on the other side, plenty of Americans standing up for the police and all of that. But now is a really unpopular time to be a police officer at the... The gaslighting process, as they're calling it, has begun. I don't think it's really gaslighting.
Can you define that?
It's like trying to mislead someone so that you warp their perceptions of reality. Mm. And I don't think that's what's happening here. It's just typical manipulative, abusive type behavior from the police saying, oh, well, we'll just walk away from the job then and let you fend for yourselves.
That sort okay.
Of, yeah, right. Yeah,
there's that famous meme. If you aren't happy with the police, the law enforcement, then hire a crackhead.
Yeah, well, a crackhead is less likely to shoot you.
Exactly. Crackhead is more likely to just kind of mind his own business over there in the ditch.
And what does that say about the police officer who, like, posts that, saying, oh, well, you should... They're comparing themselves to a crackhead. I mean, that's the threshold they've set for...
Wait, so it's cops who post this meme?
Okay. I don't know if it is or not, but, you know, next time you want a cop, call a crackhead or whatever.
I see. Okay.
I would imagine it originated with a cop who was frustrated about people, you know, not wanting him to shoot black people anymore. So he posted this meme or whatever, but whatever they're comparing to, cops look bad anyway. Because
they did it to themselves.
Yeah, because none of these other people are going to show up and shoot you. Now they're talking about defunding police stations in Minneapolis and replacing them with, like, mental health workers and stuff like that, which mm-hmm. is great. Of course, Seattle has this Capitol Hill Autonomous Zone.
The Chaz.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't know anything about it. Can either of you fill me in real quick? I know that, you know, they took over Six Blocks and they were like, hey, we're going to form a new government.
From what I've heard, it's a bunch of Amazon employees.
Really?
And they're basically, this whole district has always been like the protest zone. This is where the youngins, the millennials, the protesters, they all congregate.
Yeah.
So you got Amazon employees. And basically, it's just a big block party. They're just out there barbecuing and watching movies and just kind of trying new things. There's the, I don't know if you've seen the pictures of the garden. Two big plots.
The segregated gardens?
I don't know that they're segregated, but I know they started them and supposedly some bum came through like the next day and like ripped the whole thing up. What I have heard
is... Well, I've seen photographs, and who knows what aspects of this are true and which ones are just fabricated by people on the internet who are bored, but I've seen photographs of a garden supposedly in the Capitol Hill Autonomous Zone.
Yeah, it looks like a big mud pit.
Yeah, whereas it says something like, this is for indigenous and colored people only kind of thing. I don't remember exactly what it said.
Well, I don't know if that sign was right on... Well, I have seen that sign as well, but I
yeah, but who knows if it's real or not.
Correct.
I mean, and who cares? You know,
well, what I will say about that, I've heard a lot of... there's been a lot of flack about their gardening skills. And because they think they say you can't just throw dirt on card, but what they do is they put down
cardboard.
They're
right.
Doing the no dig system where usually you're thinking gardening. Well, I got to get the rototiller around. I got to till mm-hmm. everything up. There is a system. There is a process where you
build it up.
Well, you build up over time, of course, mm-hmm. but the first year is always the hardest. The infrastructure. Mm-hmm. But basically, what the cardboard is just to basically kill all the undergrowth, and then you build on top of that, and it does work. I've done it.
If you have enough time.
Correct. I've had a whole all fall to start prepping for the spring. If you're doing this in like, I don't know, a 24-hour period, and it's just topsoil, and maybe it's mm-hmm. real dark stuff. So, I mean, it might be good potting soil. Who knows?
Now, why wouldn't they just dig out the garden?
It's a lot of work.
Okay, so they're just being lazy.
It's a lot of work. Well, I mean, it's the key component of the no-dig system is... that you don't get out there with a rototiller and or break your back with trying to dig up all the rocks and whatnot. Sometimes you still have to
haul in dirt and put it on top, though, so you're still doing some work.
Yeah, and that's the thing. I mean, it looks like some good stuff. So good and not cheap.
Take that from Conan himself. Good soil.
It looked pretty good.
Well, there have been people debating in the chat room which reports are true from the Capitol Hill Autonomous Zone. The police would like you to believe that it is an incredibly dangerous place where people are being robbed and raped, and that there are warlords that are extorting money from people who are trying to come in there. But
I'm willing to bet that a lot of... these are tofu soy boys for the most part. Willing to bet that most of that is not true.
No, the warlord, the name is Raz or something.
Rapper.
He's a rapper. He's a black dude. He's got guns.
And he's calling himself a warlord?
No, they're calling him a warlord. But
Has he shot anyone?
But I don't even know if he's there
anymore.
He's
not a warlord.
He's not calling himself that. I think he's denying those allegations. And we had a guy call in who said that he has gone to the Chaz and toured through it and had no issue whatsoever getting through one of the checkpoints, that the checkpoints are there to keep the cops out.
Yeah.
They're not there to keep other people out. Although, obviously, there have been, difficulties, right? Like, you've got however many thousands of people live in the Chaz, and the thousands more that are coming through to visit and check the place out and hang out. It's inevitable that somebody's going to have a personality conflict, and there's a good chance, some sort of crime is going to be committed at some point. So it's not that I disbelieve the reports of bad things happening. I just disbelieve it when it comes from the police.
Sure.
So if you've actually got video, and some people were posting video in the Free Talk Live Discord the other night over at discord.lrn.fm, and they were posting some video. But as I pointed out to the people posting the video, this is a 10-second clip. What happened before the clip? What happened after the clip? There's no context. There's a sentence or a small paragraph that claims what's going on in the clip.
But it was noticeably clipped out.
And what was this clip in?
So there have been clips of fights, basically.
Fights are going to happen.
Fights are going to happen, but it's even less useful to show just an excerpt from a fight. The most briefest, the portion of the fight that was the fight. Well, what led up to the fight? Well, there's the sentences that accompany the video that you could believe if you wanted, but you can't actually see it happen. So you don't know if whoever's putting this clip online has the intention of, was it the person who... So, there was one clip where two of these masked men are holding a guy down or whatever, right? I'm sorry, I don't have that... the accompanying lines that accompanied this, because I didn't know we were going to talk about it. But the accompanying lines try to make it sound like that these were a couple of thug Antifa guys who had attacked this other person, for no reason or whatever. But maybe there was a reason, maybe this person was causing an issue and they stopped, were trying to stop this person. I don't know.
Sure.
I can't say for sure because it was only a 10-second or 11-second long clip.
Now, is it true that part of the autonomous zone has sort of fractured into its own thing? What's going on with that?
I mean, I said the other night, I think it was last night, because Captain Kickass was on with us, and he spent 22 years in Seattle, so he's got friends that are still there. There are some people who apparently are now calling the Capitol Hill Autonomous Zone the CHOP, or the Capitol Hill Organized Protest. And according to...
Why are they calling this Capitol Hill? Because it's the capital of their new nation? I mean, what are they doing
I think
there?
It was called Capitol Hill previously.
Okay.
Correct.
So this area of Seattle...
So this is like the government area that
yes.
they took over? Okay, nice.
As I understand it, yes. Now, if I'm wrong about that, please call in to correct me, but Capitol Hill was the name of the area. So apparently the first schism here, the visible schism, is between the group of people that want to call it the Chaz versus those that have started calling it the CHOP. So there's the Capitol Hill.
So they're fighting over the name?
Yes, of course. Autonomous Zone. People are always going to have their schisms, right? Whether it's the libertarian movement or religions or whatever.
This is a stupid thing to fight over, though.
Well, but some people don't think it's stupid, right? Some people think, Autonomous Zone sounds more like a secessionist movement, and we don't want to secede from the United States, they say. So
well, then it's definitely misnamed.
They want to call it the Organized Protest. But there are people who do want to get out from, underneath Washington State and their control, and they do want an autonomous zone. So now different people are calling it different things. Kind of like Forkfest.
Yeah. But with Pork Fest, if you call it Somalia Fest, you don't run the risk of causing a schism or anything like that.
Well, no one's taking it that seriously.
True. But, I mean, they
should
be
taking
this
seriously.
This is very serious.
This is serious. I mean, trying to, you know, exit the government system.
I'm just not sure that I can take anything seriously.
Okay. Well, that's fine.
Anyway, more on this when we get back. What's going on at the Capitol Hill Autonomous Zone? 855-450-FREE, as in freedom.
Bitcoin.com has launched a trading platform at local.bitcoin.com, allowing you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash via dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, remittances, or meeting in person with cash. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. Finally, a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. Local.bitcoin.com.
The monetary evolution comes to Las Vegas. Crypto Vegas is a one-day event featuring some of the brightest and most innovative minds in blockchain technology. Juan Galt, Anastasia Sergeyevna, Lynn Ulbricht, Jim Bell, Elise Sam, Float CEO Kingsley Edwards, and more. Tickets start at $20.20, and you can save 10% on VIP tickets using code FTL at CryptoVegasConference.com. July 18th, join Free Talk Live at CryptoVegasConference.com.
Got shaving irritation? Shave Secret Shaving Oil can help stop it. Shave Secret doesn't cost much and is an all-American product. My name is Chuck Howard, and I developed Shave Secret and pioneered its use starting back in 1991. Ingrown hairs drove me nuts for years. Shaving oil changed all that. Why put up with ingrown hair? Bumps, red rash, nicks, and cuts. Shave Secret provides men and women with what we believe is the best shave ever. Our proprietary blend of 100% natural base and essential oils plus a hint of menthol was designed to help eliminate shaving irritations like ingrown hairs, bumps, red rash, nicks, and cuts. We'll lose those shaving irritations. Available at Super Walmart, HEB, Wegmans, Giant Eagle, Discount Drug, Navy and Marine Exchanges, Amazon, and ShaveSecret.com. Use the code FTL for Free Talk Live and get a discount. Shave Secret, the best shave ever.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Dahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Dahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, talk radio that you control. You can call in and talk about whatever is on your mind. That toll-free number is 855-450-3733. With you tonight, it's Aria.
It's Ian.
And Conan.
And Bitcoin.com has launched a trading platform that you can find at local.bitcoin.com. It allows you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash using dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, remittances, or meeting in person with cash. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted, which means you finally have a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. One more time, that's local.bitcoin.com. And we're talking here about the protests going on in Seattle, the autonomous zone that has sprung up from these protesters that evidently they took control of six blocks in Seattle, Washington, and has it expanded? Do you know?
Not that I've heard. I have not gotten any news about it today. We've sort of been talking about it on and off. We discussed it quite a bit Thursday and Friday last week, and then somewhat over the weekend. But it started, I think, basically a week ago. As I understand it, the police left their precinct. They abandoned it after days of protests.
Nice.
And the protesters, I've seen two claims. I've seen that the protesters put boards up over the police windows, and I've seen that the police put boards up over their windows. But the windows are boarded up. Protesters came over.
It seems like it would be the protesters.
Well, in this case, the protesters do not want the department destroyed because they want to use the building for a community center. So they want to repurpose the building. They don't want somebody to set fire to it because it could be used for something. And so they're protecting the police department from. There was somebody who did try to set it on fire, but the nearby protesters put the fire out and put a stop to that.
And by the way, important point to point out. The mayor of Seattle, she's all good with this. She supports it, and she says, you know, this is a First Amendment deal. Of course, it's a little more than that.
Yeah.
But
I don't really care about the Constitution, but it doesn't seem like taking over part of the Capitol
is First Amendment.
First Amendment.
Yeah. Let's take Keene, for example. So we have our little downtown. Let's imagine taking over six blocks and what that would look like.
Six blocks. All of Keene.
Exactly. But, I mean, are these people, these protesters, are they actually hurting anybody? Because this is public.
Well,
this is public right away that they are blocking. They're putting.
Yes, and that is.
They're boarding up public roads.
That's one of the legitimate.
But are they going onto private property? And are they hustling people? Are they hurting people? Is there anything that's actually being done?
Surely some portion of the buildings there were privately owned.
Oh yeah.
Correct, but I mean, are those people being hustled? Are they still going about doing their business,
according to
and going?
Yeah, according to what people have said who actually have lived there, and I've heard this, to be fair, I've heard this through other people. So my roommate...
Second, third-hand accounts.
Yeah, my roommate, he works for a company based in Seattle. He knows people that live there. And also Captain Kickass still works for a company in Seattle, and he knows people that are there. And from what they're saying, everything is normal. It's just a day, you know, you go to work. The businesses, many of them are open in that particular area. There are some who apparently have decided to close down over some concerns. You know, you never know when the cops are going to show back up with a bunch of tear gas and ruin your customer's day, right? So some businesses open, some are closed, from what I understand. But for the most part, for those that are open, it's business as normal.
Yeah, I think this would be. If I was anywhere near this place, I'd be setting up a hot dog stand.
Yeah,
I'd be selling Cokes. I mean, these people they need to be fed.
Well, of course, you are also competing with the kind of the hippie crowd that believes.
I would be selling soy dogs.
What I mean is, you'd be competing with the lefties who believe that that money shouldn't exist, and they believe in this idea of the quote gift economy. Have you guys ever heard of this before?
I've never heard it said like that. Economy?
So this is a lefty term.
This is like the Native Americans roaming around and no one really owns the land?
I suspect some of them would agree with that viewpoint because a lot of these people don't believe in the idea of property. The first time I heard about the gift economy was when I was looking into the Burning Man Festival.
Okay.
And what it takes to like go to the Burning Man Festival, and one of the things, which is a kind of a lefty, you know, big massive festival, which by the way was canceled this year, but to go to Burning Man, they talk about how you're not allowed to sell things.
To sell things?
It would go over really poorly if you tried to set up shop
This is hippie capitalism.
It's not capitalism at all.
They're just saying they're not trading. They say they're gifting items with value.
I've never been, but I've known people who've gone to Burning Man, and I've known people who've gone to the Rainbow Festivals, and this is also a thing with the Rainbow Festival, which is, again, another hard left kind of hippie fest that's been going on for decades at Federal Parks, I think it is, where they have the Rainbow Festivals, and they're supposedly gift economy. So what this means, what this in reality turns into, is people who can afford it, so older hippies who have money, I suspect, they buy a bunch of food, and they bring the food to the festival, and they literally do just give it away, with no expectation of anything to be given back to them in response. And obviously this results in, you know, free riders, right? There's going to be people that show up and they're just going to take. And there's going to be some people that show up and they're going to give back in some way. And they're going to, you know, work in the kitchen or they're going to help people with whatever they can help with to, you know, to put something back into this economy.
If only we had some useful commodity that we could trade with each other instead of having to dedicate time and energy in the kitchen. We could have this little thing that we traded them, showing that we had put effort into something that was suitably
a medium
worth
of exchange.
Yes.
Well, yeah, exact. But in this scenario, those words, free market, commodity,
or money,
trade, sell,
they don't like
money. It's all dirty words in their vocabulary.
And you can't blame somebody.
But working in a kitchen and for an exchange for a grilled cheese is a dirty word in my vocabulary.
Okay.
That's profane.
Well,
let me just give you $3 for the grilled cheese and be on my way.
We don't exist in the same paradigm.
No, we don't.
As these folks.
Just show me one commune from back in the hippie days, because there's a lot of them that were tried and started.
There's some that are still out there. I've heard there's a couple in Vermont.
Vermont, I know that basically half of the state was hippies and
it can be done,
communes, but they didn't last.
Most of them don't last.
Because it doesn't work. There are too many takers.
There are not
enough people working in the kitchen making that cheeseburger.
You've got to move the people out of the community if they don't
give
back.
Bernie Sanders is a prime example. He got kicked out of a commune because he couldn't
handle
it.
No surprise.
He's a taker.
He's a tax feeder. But it's, you know, nonetheless, this is what a lot of these people are into. So that's what I was saying. If you show up with a hot dog cart, I don't think you're gonna get kicked out. But you're gonna be competing with people who literally are giving food away. Now that doesn't mean that your food can't rise above and be better. And you know,
they're gonna run out. How long is Burning Man? A week?
A week, yeah.
All right. So people save up. They got a truckload of stuff. But after that week,
what do you do?
When you start running out
that's
of soy
right.
dogs?
And you're absolutely right. And that's a great critique of this, you know, hippie gift economy thing.
It's dumb.
It's just a temporary thing for a festival, and it cannot be sustained.
Nope.
It'll be interesting to see. Is this the economic model they're putting into place in the Capitol Hill Autonomous Zone?
I don't know. Okay. I suspect some of them want that.
Well, we've got an article here from Politico telling you to ignore what Fox News says about it. They're going to tell you what's really going on in the Autonomous Zone.
The next generation wallet is coming from Divvy. In just a few taps, you'll be able to send, earn, spend, and exchange digital money in seconds. Send money around the globe with only a swipe. Instantly exchange between Divvy, Bitcoin, and fiat right in the mobile app and withdraw directly to your bank account. Divvy already offers the first one-tap solution for earning passive income with crypto. Multi-tiered masternodes allow everyone to partake in the network. Visit DivvyProject.org. DivvyProject.org.
Do you want more businesses accepting Bitcoin Cash and Dash? Now, with AnyPay, you earn passive income for every purchase at those businesses. Finally, a financial incentive to spread Bitcoin Cash and Dash. You made it happen, so you receive the rewards. Download the AnyPay Cash Register app and add your cryptocurrency wallet addresses. Then, install it at a real-life business and tell us what you did at AnyPayInc.com. AnyPayInc.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump is going into the details regarding a new executive order on police reforms.
I'm signing an executive order encouraging police departments nationwide to adopt the highest professional standards to serve their communities.
The president, hosting an event at the Rose Garden, also says he feels sorry for the victims of police violence and their families.
To all of the hurting families, I want you to know that all Americans mourn by your side. Your loved ones will not have died in vain.
Retail sales increased 18% in May, according to the U.S. Census Bureau. The news comes as states begin to slowly and safely reopen their economy. Now, economists had predicted sales would rise by 7.4%. Investors on Wall Street happy with that news as the Dow closed up 527 points. You're listening to USA Radio News. Despite some media reports that everything is fine within the so-called Capitol Hill Autonomous Zone in Seattle, Washington, both business owners and residents report being afraid. The six-area block where protesters and homeless have made a camp, businesses are having difficulty getting trucks and other vehicles through the makeshift barricades. Ron Munson is a business owner and also represents other business owners. He tells Fox News,
"They're scared, and they're worried. They're afraid to open their businesses. Property owners are afraid to step forward and speak out."
Justices Clarence Thomas and Brett Kavanaugh are criticizing their colleagues on the Supreme Court for a failure to consider any cases regarding the Second Amendment over the last decade, while welcoming several others examining various social issues during the same time. The last major rulings by the Supreme Court on gun cases were D.C. versus Heller and McDonald versus Chicago. This is USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veterans. Nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, talk radio that you control. You can call in and talk about whatever is on your mind. That toll-free number is 855-450-3733. And with you tonight, it's Aria.
It's Ian.
And Carney.
And Ian, tell us what's going on with AnyPay.
Oh, man, they're always doing something interesting over at AnyPay. Of course, the main thing they do is offer the AnyPay cash register app to businesses that want to accept cryptocurrencies like Bitcoin Cash, Dash, Bitcoin SV. And they're testing a stable coin now behind the scenes. I don't know if I'm authorized to say that, but I just did. But I didn't say which one. So they're doing that, and then also they're working on integrating their new payments protocol that AnyPay is designing into other wallets. So like the Bitcoin.com wallet, they're working with Edge wallet, they're working with multiple crypto wallets out there to start supporting this, which will allow you as a customer, when you go up to pay for something with cryptocurrency, you can just scan the QR code no matter what crypto you want to use, and it will transmit the necessary information to your wallet, and you can easily pay without having to switch cryptos on the receiving device. So people that have used AnyPay,
you could walk into a store and just scan the QR code of something on the shelf and send and already pay for it.
Well, that's a different system, and they are actually working on that too. That's a whole other system that they have that they're doing, and I forget what they call that one, but they've got some neat stuff going on there at AnyPay. But get started by going to download the AnyPay Cash Register app at either the Apple App Store or the Google Play Store. You can get that for free and get started accepting cryptocurrency payments, and it's just going to keep getting better and better. They've got some cool stuff going on.
Awesome.
Yeah.
So, according to Politico, and you've also got this story, they don't want us to listen to Fox News. Do you know what Fox News is saying?
Well, I mean, I've seen some of the headlines. It's definitely very alarmist. about the Chaz.
That's right? The media.
The Capitol Hill Autonomous Zone. Well, it's the media, but there's leftist media, and then there's rightist media, and Fox News is the rightist media, and some of the people covering the Chaz are leftist media, and so Fox is providing an alternative viewpoint to the more...
alternative facts.
Well, I haven't read all their stories, obviously, but... The lefty media is, you know, kind of cheering this on. They they think this is interesting. They're reporting on it with sort of this open mentality, whereas Fox is trying to make it sound like it's the end of the United States, which hopefully it will be. But you know, the Fox is definitely coming at this from an oh my god, this is terrifying kind
this
of
is anarchy.
Perspective.
They're taking over. They're beating people. They're hustling.
Right, and they want it to sound dangerous, so, you know, whatever it is that the police report, remember, the police aren't there, so...
Yeah, and the original reports were, the police made the reports that people were, threatened, business owners were being threatened.
Right, but there's no evidence for it.
No evidence.
Yeah, no evidence whatsoever.
Yeah, so, of course, Fox ran with it.
Yeah.
Of course, this article I'm reading, this very extensive article from MSN, they love the idea. It's all nothing but praise and glory.
They love the Chaz, you mean?
Yeah, they think it's neat.
Yeah. So...
I mean, it is neat.
It's interesting.
I would love to just kind of stroll around and see what's up.
I would totally be hanging out there if I could. Yeah, I'd like
before the feces starts building up.
Well, yeah, because I don't necessarily agree with. I was actually talking with a program director about this afternoon because he asked me. I was on the phone with. I call radio stations, and he asked me, "What have you guys been saying, or what do you think about this Chaz thing?" And I'm like, "Well, you know, I don't agree probably with most of the politics of." Most of the people who are involved, right? Like, they're probably pretty hard leftists, if not communists. However, I definitely support them in what they've done in that they have upended the status quo, that they have done something different.
It is decidedly different.
Yeah, it's not the same old there in the Capitol Hill Autonomous Zone. What it's going to turn into, I don't know, but I am curious to see. And it's interesting to watch. And I agree with you, Conan. If I were there, I'd go down there and check it out myself.
Yeah, actually, according to this article, business owners actually love that it's taking place because they have all these customers
now. New people coming in.
This is the same thing with my soy dog operation.
Yeah.
I'm in the wrong state right now.
Yeah, exactly.
But Keen, get on it. Start your riots.
I mean, there are some risks. There is the risk that the police are going to
cover for that.
Yeah.
It's coming.
There is
COVID, too.
There are the risks that the police are going to take back over.
I was thinking pumpkin riots, too.
We're not even doing Pumpkin Fest anymore, are we?
No, it's back. Pumpkin Fest has come back to
Keene. Yeah, but it's not. It's never going to be what it was.
No.
It's just a little...
They've shrunk it down, yeah.
Shadow of itself.
Right. But there's risks involved in being in the Chaz. You don't know when the police are going to come back and with what level of force or whatever. So I can understand why some people would want to avoid the potential conflict, but it doesn't.
I don't think they have enough police to come back. It would have to be what Trump wants to do, and that is to
bring the military,
be able to bring at least the National Guard.
The amazing thing to me is that the concerns about it, not being particularly safe, was like, well, the police might come back. And that's what makes it unsafe.
That's what's dangerous. Yeah.
It's not the fact that the police aren't there.
With the exception of one guy who stole from another guy and was threatened to get beat down unless he returned the item, there's violence taking place until the police come back.
That seems out of place for a gift economy.
Like Ian says, I don't think they're all on the same wagon. They're all doing different things. They're all LARPing. They're all just out there, role-playing and having a good old time, and it'll all go away when they run out of food.
Well,
how
did the Occupy Wall Street thing not run out of food? I mean, wasn't that predominantly just like upper-middle-class kids, though?
How did that end? Because it went on for about a month?
No, it went on for much longer than that.
Yeah, it went on for several months.
But, I mean, we're during this real strong element.
I'd say at least a few months. That's how I find. I mean, it's been almost a decade, by the way. It was 2011 when Occupy happened. And, of course, there were different Occupies in different places. Yeah. And maybe we'll see more autonomous zones popping
up. I've heard there is one in Nashville now.
Really?
Yeah. Let me see if I can find it.
So, yeah. I mean, I don't know. It's hard to know what the truth is about all this stuff. And I definitely don't want to take a side with the government. I don't think that I would agree with a lot of the people who are running things in the Chaz, but you know, like I said, it's something different. They're trying something new, and it's, even though I don't agree with it, I still support it. Same way that, like, I still support secessionist movements who are overtly socialist. Like, hey, I don't care what your politics are. If you want to decentralize control from some higher level to a lower level, then I support that. I support secession, no matter who, you know, pretty much is involved in it. Even if I personally would not want to be there.
Well, I would be upset. I would be upset if my tax money was still going to like this precinct or mm-hmm. or whatever government buildings are in this district, because you know that money hasn't stopped.
No, of course
they're gonna, they're still going to be taking your. And it's the same thing with this stupid. I just got my property tax.
I got mine too. They didn't give me any discount.
Even though half of us have been labeled as non-essential employees, but no. Mm-hmm. Not when it's time to pay for all this bullcrap that I don't even, 99% of this bullcrap I don't even use. So yep. I would be upset that there are public buildings that my money has gone to and is still going to, and now I don't have access to them. It's not even doing anything anymore. It's just a vacant building that they're...
Is it the case of all of the public schools around here, though? I mean, aren't you already living in that reality where your money is going to these buildings that are just simply shut down?
There's people in there. They're doing things, but yeah, they're not
in the schools. There's people in the schools.
I see people parked out there all the time. I don't know what they're doing.
Yeah.
Maybe they're installing Wi-Fi.
Maybe
5G.
Yeah. COVID test towers.
I heard they had a drive-through graduation.
Oh my God! It's all these schools.
Yeah.
And when I drive around, everyone has their balloons and their signs. Congratulations,
Jimmy.
Abby, Jimmy. It's the saddest thing. It is the saddest thing.
So on the subject of Nashville's autonomous zone, it looks like protesters attempted to set one up, and the governor
perhaps came in.
Yeah. The governor says, no, we're not going to tolerate this.
Okay.
And they put a stop to it.
All right.
Yeah, I imagine they didn't have enough popular support in Nashville to do something
like
that.
Yeah, it's not going to be easy. In the case of the Chaz, according to Captain Kickass, this area was already kind of primed for it. There were already a lot of artist types and, you know, hippies and folks that were occupying or living in this particular region of Seattle.
Okay, well, that sounds very similar to Keene, in fact, so... Evidently, this author says they are living in a totalitarian takeover that will lead to fascist outcomes and could metastasize across the country.
Oh.
Its government has handed over an entire portion of the city to domestic terrorists. More of this kind of nonsense for Fox News in just a moment. 855-450-FREE, as in freedom.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Oh, so you're wearing a mask every day now? Where are you getting them?
The same website where I get my neck and body wraps, sunnybay.com. And they're handmade.
Really?
Just like the wraps in the USA.
Oh, and good quality?
Oh, very good. These are disposable face masks.
And good price?
That's the best part. I get a 10-pack for only
$6. Wow.
Yes, as a public service, we're now sourcing disposable face masks with level 1 protection at sunnybay.com. Get a 10-pack of high-quality, more breathable face masks, only $6. Our face masks are hypoallergenic, latex-free, and made for stress-free all-day wearing. Or choose our N95 respirator masks, 2-pack for only $6. Supplies are limited, so place your order at sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company right here in the USA. Go to sunny-bay.com and purchase your disposable face masks online. 10 masks for only $6. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Houseflies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Attention homeowners that have ever had a broken appliance. That's a joke, right? We've all had broken appliances. I own a home just like you and have found a way for as little as a dollar a day to have all the major appliances in my home on a warranty plan. They're guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. You know how expensive an air conditioner, the heating system, a washing machine, dryer, water heater, or refrigerator can be. For about a dollar a day, all your major appliances are protected in case they break. Unless you're Daddy Warbucks or the Monopoly guy and you don't care about money, call my friends at the Home Service Club now and get a warranty on your major appliances. It's a free call, and the first month is free. But be one of the first 25 people to call within the next 10 minutes.
800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. Again, that's 800-825-6796.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid, mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, talk radio that you control. You can call in and talk about whatever is on your mind. That toll-free number is 855-450-3733. And with you tonight, it's Aria.
Dean.
And Conan.
And the next generation wallet is coming from Divi. In just a few taps, you'll be able to spend, earn, store, and exchange digital money in seconds. Divi says you'll be able to send money around the globe in only a swipe and instantly exchange between Divi, Bitcoin, and fiat right in the mobile app and withdraw directly to your bank account. There's no need to wait, though. Divi already offers the first one-tap solution for earning passive income with their multi-tiered masternodes, which allow anyone to earn by supporting the Divi network. When the new wallet launches, thanks to Divi's relationship with Western Union, Divi will be in more than 200 countries, including the United States. You can learn more at diviproject.org. That's diviproject.org. Now, getting back into the Capitol Hill autonomous zone here, evidently Fox News is painting a pretty dire picture, calling the people who took it over fascists, totalitarians, all of this other sort of nonsense that the police generally actively engage in at this place. Officially has no police. I want to know how long until they form a police force in the Capitol Hill autonomous zone.
Well, there are men with guns who are guarding the checkpoints. So they're not calling themselves the police, but
they have a border patrol.
They have armed men.
What I'm going to say is the first time the permanent residents get into some sort of situation, like maybe we can start real small and a real nasty fist fight, or until the first, or if someone gets hurt really badly, and my question will be, where do they go from there? Do they start some kind of community jury, and who is going to, you know, are the guys with the guns at the checkpoints, are they going to, round these, say, these two individuals up, and then they're going to haul them?
Or will it be a respected arbiter, somebody who has sort of earned their respect
or will
the community?
Or will they chain them up and throw them out in the front door there and let the... With a note stapled to their foreheads, this guy is a bad character.
They have rejected people from the Chaz.
Yeah.
I did see some video about that. Yeah, there were apparently a couple guys with American flags that came in there, and they caused a stir. Now, again, this is one of those situations where I don't know everything about what transpired or, you know, what these guys were actually doing. Allegedly, though, someone stole one of their flags, which I believe, right? Like, some of these people, the lefties, they don't believe in property, and they think that if you have a thing, that they can take that thing. And
sure.
And they will do that. You know, I've seen people tearing signs out of people's hands at protests. Not here, but I've seen that at other protests where, you know, some of the lefties will attack. But that can also happen with anybody else, too, who doesn't understand property rights.
I've certainly seen similar things like pulling up to red lights. Somebody will get out of the car and they'll go up to this pickup truck and like snatch the Confederate flag off of it or something like that. Which, I mean, disregarding the flag and how stupid it is to be flying it, I mean, that's the destruction of someone else's property.
Or election sign. That's a big one.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, really?
Until you...
So what's going on in these four blocks that shook the world, according to Politico, is indeed an occupation, but it looks nothing like the conquista touted on Fox. It's also the block party that Mayor Jenny Durkin has compared it to gleeful cheers from Fox commentators, and it's other things as well. A protean issue-focused but conceptually sprawling formative community, at once silly and serious, spontaneous and disciplined. This author really went over the top here. Over the course
It's Politico, so yeah. I mean, the author is more likely to be a humongous fan of what's going on in the chat.
That's the sense that I'm getting. Mm-hmm. Issue focused is not what I understand the Chaz to be. I mean, especially since they can't even decide on a name any longer.
Well, a lot of people there have issues on which they are focusing. We did
sure, but the Chaz itself is not issue focused. Individuals there may be.
The individuals are, but to the people who are on the left, they don't like to look at individuals. They like to look at groups. And so they see
in
a different way. They see things in a different way than we do. And, you know, that's fine.
So they co-opt the issues of the individual as issues of the Chaz?
Well, what they'll do is they'll come out with a list of demands, which we went over this weekend. There were a list
of... Oh, they actually have demands.
Well, they, meaning whoever it is that came up with the list of demands, that doesn't mean that everyone, right, because
fair point.
We're individuals, so we look at things on an individual basis, or at least we try our best to. There's a bunch of people in the Chaz who, one, probably have never gone to a single one of these Chaz meetings. You know, they're just living their life, right? Like, they're going to work, they're going home, maybe they'll stop for a hot dog or whatever, but, you know, or watch some of the art being made, but they haven't participated in the, you know, democracy decision-making process or whatever it is that they're implementing.
The fledgling government.
Whatever
that is going
organizational
on there.
System that these people are trying. And you know they're trying, or whatever their favorite organizational system happens to be. So, yeah, I don't know where I was going with that.
Is food on that list of demands?
Oh, the demands. Yeah, okay, so we went into detail on these. I don't have them in front of me. We're not going to go through them again, but we actually read through all of the demands the other night on Free Talk Live. I think it was our Monday show or Friday show. Anyway, we've been talking about the Chaz a lot, and a lot of them are justice-related demands, and specifically they are coming from a group of black individuals within the Chaz. So they have a lot of justice-related demands, and about 17 of the 19 justice-related demands were entirely reasonable, and we totally agreed with them in the studio on that night. There were a couple that were a little out of, you know, the ballpark from what we would support, but we were on board with all that. There were some economic demands that they definitely don't understand economics, and so, you know, they kind of lose us there on those. But the bulk of it, the super majority of it, was fairly reasonable criminal justice kind of demands.
I'll have to look into those in my spare time. This author says, over the course of two evenings and an afternoon in the zone, plus a night observing a police protest showdown there the week before, it seemed by turns like a commune, as in Paris 1871, an anarcho-syndicalist and small-L libertarian dream, a 60s-style teach-in, a street fair and street market, a camp-out and weekend party, and so on and so on.
So they're saying that it was all of these things?
Yes.
Okay.
Sounds very similar to Forkfest, honestly.
Maybe. Maybe a little more lefty, though.
Yeah. You'd hardly guess that all...
Because at Forkfest, sorry to interrupt, but at Forkfest, everybody's got something for sale.
Yeah.
And, you know...
No one's giving anything away at Forkfest.
Well, I mean, there...
Okay, yeah, there may
be some people giving some things away, but for the most part, it's somebody's got a service, somebody's got a product, they've got a price tag on it. And not only will they take dollars, but they'll take crypto, or they'll take gold or silver or labor or whatever it is that, you know, people have to offer. There's a wide variety of money that is in use at ForkFest. And that's because we understand the value of currency and money, like you were talking about earlier, as a medium of exchange to help individuals who don't have things that they want to trade with one another still get things done and be able to exchange their services or their value for whatever they want to do. But you can't blame a lefty, I don't think, for hating the idea of money if all they've ever known is government fiat currency. Because there's a lot of legitimate critiques of government fiat currency.
Well, and corporatism. And, yeah. And the entire, quote, capitalist monstrosity that the U.S. government is in bed with.
Yeah.
I fully understand their criticisms of that, you know.
Yeah.
I just think that they should be able to separate what the free market actually represents from what the state that exists 100% counter to the free market is doing.
Well, they don't believe in a free market because they believe that the corporations will run completely out of control, even worse now than they already.
Kind of like they already are.
Yeah, they already are. They believe it'll be worse.
Especially these first couple of months this year. They're getting real rich.
Yeah, and they see money as a tool of evil in these cases, and they're not wrong about the money aspect. In that it is, the fiat currency is a tool of evil, and it is something that allows a glorified elite to rule over a populace and extract wealth from them. But they see money as the problem, and instead of seeing money as the solution, when you have good money like cryptocurrency or precious metals, you undermine the power of the state and the state's fiat currency, and you put power back into the hands of the people. Now, that's something that a leftist should be able to understand, is that power in the hands of the people, power to the people, is a good idea, and that's basically what cryptocurrency and alternative currencies like gold and silver do. They just don't know that.
I didn't think about it until right now. I need to remember to take Goldfax to ForkFest.
Yeah.
Because I have no doubt that there will be plenty of vendors there who will gladly take them.
I'm totally bringing Goldfax to ForkFest.
So, this is you'd hardly guess that from all the breathless attention Fox has lavished from day one on this tiny strip of Seattle while ignoring, among other peaceful protests, a 60,000-strong Black Lives Matter march that proceeded in solemn silence and with no police presence on Saturday. The article here goes on for quite a while because the author is particularly verbose, and I'm having a hard time trying to find out what in the hell their point actually is.
So well, they're painting a different picture.
Okay, fair.
Fox.
They're taking great strides to paint said picture as much as they can with words. 855-453 as
remember in when you first heard about Bitcoin? How long did it take you to realize this little project would soon change the world? You kind of wish you had gotten involved sooner? Well, now is your chance to be a part of the next revolution in money. Intercoin is working to finally make crypto go mainstream. It's designed to be scalable enough to support everyday payments and even elections without the state. Bitcoin was originally supposed to be a peer-to-peer cash system, the way we would all pay one another without having to trust any third party. But instead, over time, it mostly became a store of value. That's because every 10 minutes, the Bitcoin network must put all transactions into a block, and that block can only hold so much. If crypto is to become mainstream, for people to use it for everyday payments, we need a new architecture, one that is as secure as Bitcoin while being far more scalable. Check out intercoin.org to find out more and maybe pick up some of those coins for yourself.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.